शांति।
ओम शांति।
सच गुरुवार के दिन सभी भाई बहनों की स्नेह भरी याद लेके,
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region, it was as though Baba was already waiting for me. Baba asked me, Come child, have you come alone or have some others come along with you? So I said, Baba, I have brought everyone's loving remembrances as well as the bhog. Baba then said, No child, from the time of Amrit Vela, Baba had invited all the children to the subtle region and listened to all the loving, sweet things that the children had to share with Baba. Baba was smiling on hearing all of that and is giving the return of their love. Baba spread out his arms and said, Come children. So what did I then see? Many brothers and sisters got emerged in the subtle region. Baba was giving everyone drishti. Baba then told the children, The father is going to send the children to different places today. In one place I see the ocean, in another direction I see a very beautiful mountain, and in a third direction I see a garden, a very beautiful garden. Baba then instructed the children, some children to go to the ocean. You have to cross over that ocean. And then Baba instructed another group to go towards the mountain and the third group towards the mountain, the garden. So Baba, the children were very pleased to hear this and they prepared themselves to set out. Baba gave the children strength and the children were enthusiastic to reach the destination soon. The first group go towards the ocean. They stand, but then they start thinking, Baba has asked us to cross over the ocean, but how do we do it? The second group are pleased to see the beautiful mountain, but they start wondering, how do we climb this mountain? And then the third group that went towards the garden was also very lovely, but the gate was closed. And they started thinking, how do we enter the garden? The children then looked to Baba and said, how do we cross over? How do we enter these places? Baba smiled and said, the father has given the children such a shield, a protection, that you children can go wherever you wish. No matter what the circumstance may be like, no matter what the place may be like, you can reach that place. Baba spread out his arms again. And what appeared was an angelic costume. It was like an angelic costume. So they had a crown. So it was in a sense of a protective outfit, just as you have the outfits or the costumes that people wear when they go out of space. So on it was written, I am an incarnated soul. Baba told the children that Baba has often reminded you to stabilize yourself in your angelic stage. So now, according to the time, whether it's storms taking place in the world, no matter what's happening in the world, circumstances, situations, you have to spread Baba's message throughout the world and glorify the Father in the world. And for this, you have to always maintain the awareness that along with the Father, I too am an incarnated soul. When you maintain this awareness, then with your subtle plane of your mind, you'll be able to reach any place and help transform or change the atmosphere there. The five elements will be your servants in the future world. You have to strengthen, make the five elements powerful as well. You have to give Sakash the five elements and bring about transformation within human beings as well. So this is the father's task, and the father has given you children the special responsibility to accomplish this. So when you maintain this, when the children started to maintain this awareness, they are this incarnated soul, they are able to cross over the ocean, they are able to climb the mountain. So those who are in the ocean, they are swaying in the waves of joy. Those who had gone to the garden, they were able to enter the garden, dance in joy, they were able to eat very sweet and ripe fruit. Baba continued to say, no matter what continues around the world, because you have the Father's company, companionship, you will continue to swing in the swing of joy. And then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba fed the bhog to all children. After that, I specially gave remembrances on behalf of Brother Ramnivas, on behalf of the Laukik family, the Madhavan family. A very large heart throne appeared in front of Baba in the shape of a heart, and I saw Brother Ramnivas seated on that heart throne. Baba was giving him very lovely drishti, and through Baba's drishti, the child was getting decorated. Baba then said, this child has seated Baba in his heart from the time he recognized Baba. He only remembered Baba, Baba. He always maintained this special effort, that is the special practice of soul consciousness. He was known for that as well. And he always had sweet conversations with Baba. Even on the last day, Baba, he was continually remembering the angelic stage, the point of light stage. So no matter what the body was going through, he was continually having spiritual experiences and shared those with others. Baba gave the child a lot of love. Baba then fed Ramnivas Pai the bhog, and the brother also gave thanks to everyone. He said, give all the angels, that is the BK family, my remembrances. I then returned. Om Shanti.